Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to Poetry and Melodies with Stevie G. I'm so glad that you guys could come out and listen. And first of all, I'd like to give an honor to God, because without God in my life, I wouldn't be here to send out messages, to send out good music and the whole nine, and nor would you be able to listen. So thank you, Lord, for being there for us. Thank you. And I'm going to start this night off by giving the call-out numbers to get on to the show. If you want to get on to the show, dial in to 917-932-8881. And if you're calling from across the pond overseas, 877-218-1183. I'd like to welcome the guest into the chat room. Welcome, guest, into the chat room. Thanks for coming out. And I'm going to drop some music on you right away. I'm going to drop some Ohio players on you. Heaven must be like this, because it's old school night tonight. All I'm doing is old school.
You know what I think heaven is? I think heaven is you. You know that? Somewhere to rest my aching mind.
Heaven Must Be Like This by the Ohio Players. Smooth as silk, baby. Well, I just want to say to a few people, give a couple of shout-outs right now to my daughters, Kamisha and Shemaine and Stephanie. I had some problems during the week, and you guys prayed for me, and I just want to let you know I love you guys. Thank you. I'm pretty sure that God heard your prayers, and I feel a whole bunch better, so thanks for that. And again, if you want to call into the show, it's 917-932-8881, and for overseas, it's 877-218-1183. And if you want to get online and sing a song, tell a poem, do what you have to do, just hit option one, and that'll get you right into me. Okay? So I'm going to keep the music going with a little Temptations. Beauty's only skin deep. Temptations with Beauty's Only Skin Deep. Man, they show, man, that brings back memories. I'm going to keep the music going with some Larry Graham, When We Get Married.
To tell the world I'm taking your hand.
Yes, Larry Graham with When We Get Married. Like I said at the beginning of this show, I'm keeping it old school tonight. It's old school night. And I'm going to keep the music blazing. Cowboys, the girls, the intruders. Tonight, y'all. I just want to welcome some people into the chat room. Complicated Passions, we missed you last week, bro, but we're glad to have you back this week. Sneaky, what's good? And I'm going to keep the music rolling and put on a little Isley Brothers, Between the Sheets.
Hey girl, ain't no mystery. At least
Osley Brothers in Between the Sheets. Classic, baby. Classic. Okay. Well, you know, it's poetry time, and I'm going to hit my line because I got a caller on the line, and I'm pretty sure I know who this call is, but I'll let him tell you. Caller from the 562, you're on the line with Stevie G. How can I do you right?
What's up, Stevie G? This is Complicated Passage from the LBC in California.
What's up, Westside?
Just trying to keep it real, trying to keep it real. I was so busy last week, I couldn't make it on, but I put in my notes. I'm on Stevie G tonight. You know. So.
Well, guess what? I represented you well last week, I think. And I read one of your poems. And not only did I read your poem, I tried to sound like you.
Yeah, okay.
So that was the hard part. Complicated,
yeah.
Like you. Now, you know, we don't sound alike, but I tried. I gave my best shot. So if you get a chance, go back and listen to last week's session, and you'll hear my interpretation of you. But anyway, what you going to do for us tonight, Brother Complicated?
Well, you know, because I'm busy working. I got my tour going on and get ready to start that, and I'm writing some new books. Because I got a book coming out next month, so I'll let everybody know if they missed this one. I got another one coming. And what I'm going to read tonight is from a book that's coming out in September called The Hunger. And the name of this piece is Round Two. It goes good with that song you just played, too. All right.
Okay, y'all, this is Complicated Passions with Round Two from his book coming out, The Hunger.
All right.
Do your thing, bro.
Become the moment I never want to miss. Take me for Round Two. Take me as I want to be deep into you. From this next kiss, become the moments I never want to say no to. Love me like you want to. Yes, it was an episode that brought me to this. I could not resist the tempting from your heart. I would love you from the very start. It was a caress that would set free the freak in me. To love just how I said, it was every moment I wanted my love to be. You surrendering to the passion, me whispering your name. Take me once more, let's just close the door, because this is the beginning of round two, when I become you, and that's that piece.
All right, that was Complicated Passions, y'all, doing his love thing. I bet you if you check in the chat room, ask the ladies if they're in love, they all up in love now.
Well, much love to them.
It's all your fault, bro.
Hey, well, I'm gonna do what God gave me this gift, and I'm gonna share it. I'm gonna let the ladies have it because it's all for them.
All right, man. Complicated. You know, you always welcome up on this show here, and I appreciate you coming out. But I'm gonna get some more music playing, man. If you want to stay online, you want to do something again, I'll hit you back up, man. You're gonna be on, right?
All right, I'm here because I saw you be on for an hour and a half. I'm like, oh, that's live.
Yeah, I got a little extra time because you never know. You know, if the flocking grows a little bit, you never know how many people I'm gonna get on that want to recite poetry, and then mixed with music, I needed a little extra time. So I was just thinking ahead, like a little proactiveness.
Oh well, I love that when I saw that. I'm like, oh, an extra 30 minutes. I'm in on this.
All right, well, you got it. So I'm going to hit you back up. I'm going to mute you now, and then I'll hit you back up in a little while and see if you want to read something else, okay?
Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome, man. Y'all, that was Complicated Passions. You know he had to do his thing. He always does. Well, anyway, I'm going to take you guys back to some New York old school. Plenty of people around the country ain't heard some of this music, but... hey, you know you're going to hear it tonight. This is Joe Bataan, and What Good Is a Castle?
Yeah.
That was Mr. Joe Bataan with What Good Is a Castle. I know too many people in the area or around are not too familiar with Joe Bataan, but you know something, back in the day, Joe Bataan was the man, and he was around in this area because there's a big Latin pot around here. It's a whole bunch of Latin Puerto Ricans, and you know, and their music is part of our culture now. So it was back then. So I had to put my man Joe Bataan on and do something. And right now, I'm going to read a little something for you. Actually, I'm not Complicated Passions, but I'm Stevie G, and I'm going to read a poem I wrote called Sensitivity. I can't do it like you, Complicated Passions, but I'm going to try. The name of the poem is Sensitivity. Does it bother you, the things I do, watching your sensitive side crash through? I love you, babe, but I wreck your last nerve. But in reality, it's that little voice you heard that circulates your emotions around and moves your sensitivity buttons up and down. I hear you crying and ask you why. It seems you want me to change my lifestyle. So I see I have to man up to weather your storm when your massive emotions take their form. But it's okay, for you I will. My sensitive side, for you can feel your huge heart as it starts to cry. Then you look at me with those teary eyes. I search to find my softer side, but it's high on a shelf right next to my pride. So I swallow and succumb to your heart's desire, and my softer side you acknowledge and admire. Sensitivity is your inner you, and I love you no matter how your sensitivity shines through. And that's my piece. And I'm going to call out the call-in numbers again. If you want to call into the show, it's 917-932-8881. If you're calling from across the sea, across the ocean, across the river, across the pond, 877-218-1183. And I must return to the music, and I'm going to give you guys a little Jerry Butler and Brenda Lee, Ain't Understanding Mellow.
Thank you.
That was Jerry Butler and Brenda Lee and Ain't Understanding Mellow. And I'm going to keep the music going with some dramatics. Fall in love, lady love. Dramatics with Fall in Love, Lady Love. And I want to give a special shout out to my people in the chat room because you guys are out here every week faithfully. And, you know, I would be wrong if I didn't say thank you so much for coming out, supporting the show every week. Every week I got to give my every weekers some props. Complicated Passion, Sneaky, and Soft Kisses every week you're here. Loyally, I love you guys. I got a call on the line, and I'm going to bring them in and see who we got on the line here. Caller from the 903, you've chimed in. Who's on the line with Stevie G?
Hey, how you doing, Steve? This is Les.
Hey, what's up, Les? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Glad to be back and tuning in, and I almost missed it, but I said I want to make sure I don't miss it this week. So, how you
well,
doing?
I'm glad you came in and stopped through, man. I'm always glad to have you shine up the microphone for us. You bring something good to drop on us?
Sure. I got quite a few. I don't know if there was any particular subject you want me to drop on or just whatever's
Man, whatever floats your boat, baby. You do you.
All right. I'm gonna read this poem. It's called Our Child Support Crime.
Okay, this is left, but our child support crime.
Say it again?
I was just letting the people know this is less with our child support crime.
All right, yes. Anybody
who's
in my book, I'm definitely on Facebook, known as author Les Barnett Pollard. The book's called Let's Get Inspired. This poem's called Our Child Support Crime. All right. Before I take the subject on a totally different course, I believe all our children deserve love and support. Note, this poem is not about the mother of my child, but to the system that treats some fathers truly foul. Yes, children need to eat, but it's deeper than just money. But what is it to have millions yet still feel unloved and empty? By all means, parents, let's support our children. But this poem is about the insult child support has given. I know it takes money to support your kids, no doubt, but this child support problem needs to be stopped out. It's a shame when something that is set up to help our youth gets used as a weapon. So let me expose the truth. Child support, I've never seen you be a child's friend, and it's criminal the way you have treated some of us men. You treat many men like we're all deadbeat fathers who never cared about our kids or even bothered. Then you have the nerve to act like it's all about the child. The truth is all about who you have on your file. You don't know my kids, don't see to their needs, while I'm a proud parent that loves my growing seed, who spends time with them as often as I can, trying to mold him into becoming a strong man. Something no amount of money can do all alone, but every household should have love in their home. I'm not disrespecting mothers unless she uses you as her tool to punish the dad to make him look like a fool. Many dads love their kids, and we aren't all deadbeats, but I bet you didn't read that nowhere between your sheets. You have no idea what some of those fathers go through, or perhaps some of your employees might be angry mothers too, and maybe you just don't care or won't take the time to investigate deeper into the life of those you find. Yes, my child deserves the best nurturing he can get, but his blessing shouldn't be used as a father's punishment. It's rare that even the best fathers get child custody. Do you think good fathers are not a family necessity? Men are treated like felons who have done a crime, but my only guilt is my child support got behind. Sometimes I've lost jobs, but I've never lost my love. But I've heard many mothers froth with hate about a grudge. Personally, I've never refused to help my child. I love when we can spend time together and laugh and smile. But the system doesn't care nothing about the kind of parent that we're being, nor do they care about our involvement and know our deepest feelings. All they see is just another name or a parent on their file that needs to pay more money for this or that child. Mostly men get used as targets for child support they go after, causing fathers' hearts to ache, but I guess that doesn't matter. He's just another deadbeat to you with a Social Security number, with a possibility of jail when the payments go under. End of poem.
Man, that's a really good poem, man. You know, sisters are always standing together about things, but you know something? I applaud you for that poem because that's a true poem. So
true. Thank
you for coming out and dropping it. And I really enjoyed that piece. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me in. Appreciate it.
There's a lot of women out here, man. You know, they don't, their parents, I mean, their dads don't give their kids not even love, not less, let alone money. You know what I'm saying? So you got to appreciate a poem like that. And let me appreciate you coming out dropping it, man. And if
Thank
you want
you
to stay on, listen to some of the music, I can punch you back in later. If you want to do something else, I will. So if you want to stay on the line, if not, you can just hang up and go do your thing. But if you're on the line and I see you on there, I'll hit you back up because I'm on for an hour and a half now instead of just an hour.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll come back again.
What do I need to do? Right now, and put some music on, and then I'll come back to you in a few minutes, okay?
Awesome. All right.
All right, Les, thank you for coming out and doing your thing.
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all, that was Les, and he put it down for the men. You know he did. Now, I'm going to put it down for the other men with the escorts. Let's make love at home sometime.
And let's make love at home sometime. I'm going to tell you something. Rahway State Penitentiary in New Jersey has some wonderful acoustics because that's where they recorded that at. And I'm going to keep the music going with Bloodstone, Give Me Your Heart.
Give me your heart.
That was Bloodstone with Give Me Your Heart. And I want to say something. My sister's on the line on the radio. Hello, sis. I know you're listening out there. If you want to punch in and say hello, you can do that by just hitting one. I see your number there. I just had to say that because she's out there on the line just listening. But anyway, I'm going to keep the music going and give you some Delphonics, The Love I Gave to You.
And oh, you're gonna love me, you're gonna wanna hug me and squeeze me
for the
Yeah.
test them Delphonics. Man. Blue lights, red lights in the basement. That was the song to get my grind on. That's I gave to you, the love I gave to you, Delphonics. Oh, boy, that song brings back some memories, I tell you. But this is old school night tonight, but I got some callers on the line. You know I do. And my sister done chimed in, so let me see what she going to say to me. She going to tell me she loved me, and I'm going to tell her I love her, and then she going to get nervous. Here we go. Okay, caller from the 908. What's going on?
Nothing. I love you.
I love you too, baby. How you doing?
And I'm proud of you. I'm just on the line to support you.
All right. Thank you so much. Is the music all right? You got any special requests?
The music is awesome. Anything you play is awesome for me.
Okay. Good enough, baby. I love you, okay? I'm going to put you back on home, put some more music on after I go through some callers.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, my man Complicated Passions, you got something else you want to read for the ladies in the room?
Yeah, I'm going to share another moment. And for those ladies who don't want to come on the mic, you know, I got your back, you know. So if you want to get off of those nursery rhymes, hit me up at Complicated Passions.
Hey, what you trying to say, Complicated? They skirt.
Yeah, well, that's, they said it. I'm just, you know, I got their back. So I'm here for you. And
I ain't got this. Get on the mic and do something.
All right, check it out.
Go ahead, do you.
All right. I was taken by the mystery. My hunger for love would consume me. That moment was to become what my temptation was all about. From the look into her eyes, I knew then my life would never be the same. For her surrender left me captivated. It would bring forth the hunger unlike any other. I was to love like my dreams. This would passionately take me. My wanting became fire. To fill her up, I could never let go. That kiss of her lips would bring desire. That moment of fire drowned me. It brought out this complicated freak. When love me please was everything, taken by the look from that green-eyed lady. And that's that piece.
All right, Complicated. Complicated got y'all back.
Complicated has the ladies in the chat rooms back because they're scared. Complicated Passions. That's not me. That's Complicated Passions.
I don't know if they're scared, but you know, if whatever poetry you got in you, bring it out. You know.
Hey, look, I mean, you can get online and tell a joke. I don't care what they do. You know, you ain't got to get online. It's open mic. Open means whatever
open
you
mic.
Do. If you want to get on the here and do armpit farts, you can. That's on you. But anyway. Complicated, I'm going to put you on hold and put another call on the line. Give him a chance
to
do something else. All right, bro?
All right, peace out.
All right, man. Thanks for coming out as usual, man.
No doubt.
All right. Caller from the 903, you there? Caller from the 903, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Leslie, you want to drop another poem for us, man?
Yes. Let me do this one here real quick. Very positive.
Okay, go ahead. Tell us everything about it.
All right, this was called Today Is, because it's all about working in the moment and believing that things are going to happen for the better. All right,
go ahead. Working in the moment, y'all.
All right, this was called Today Is. Today is a good day to start over again. Today is a good day to believe that you can win. Today is a good day to forget your past. Forgive and move forward. Smile and laugh. Today is a good day to praise our God, for he has brought us through some amazing odds. Today is a good day despite the condition of the sky, because another chance is upon you and I. Today is a good day to forget the blues and be grateful for what we can do. Today is a good day for us to win and realize only God knows our end. Today is a good day to work harder. Dust thyself off, dust thy disappointments off, and push even farther. Today is a good day for us to focus ahead, make moves, and get up out of the bed. Today is a good day for us to be inspired, for yesterday's problems have already retired. Today is a good day for us to believe in self and praise God for our strength and our help. Today is a good day to think positive again, because with time, my obstacles will end. Today is a good day to keep our dreams alive, forget our sorrows, and reestablish our pride. Today is a good day for all that is great, for we have new possibilities that can take place. In the peace.
All right. Les, that was a beautiful piece as well, man. We always appreciate you coming out and dropping the bombs on us.
All right.
You know what? We here every Thursday, bro, so don't be ashamed to come on out and do your thing, because we love to have you.
Oh, no problem. I'm always glad every time I get a chance.
All right, Les. Well, thanks for coming out. Y'all, that was Les, and he's on Facebook. He's on my page. You can find him right on my page. He's one of my friends. Les, the man. All right, man, I'm going to put you on hold and put some music back on.
All right.
And once again, thanks for coming out, and please don't be a stranger.
All right, definitely appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, man. Good night.
All right. All right, good night.
That was my man, Les. He comes out, and he does his thing from time to time, and we definitely appreciate him coming out doing his thing. I guess since people are reading, I guess maybe I can read something real quick. This poem is called The True Love of a Woman. The only thing better is the higher power above us. The true love of a woman God has made glorious. We've been put that love through a whole lot of ill will, but a woman's love never stops, nor does it stand still. A powerful emotion, but we all know this. But this emotion via a woman is endless. Look at your woman today. Does she love you? Does she? If she truly loved you, you would know, trust me. The true love of a woman cannot be ignored. In true love, happiness is always assured. Assured to be happy and happy to be loved. The true love of a woman can illustrate what love is truly made of. She can caress you without a single touch by softly saying you are loved so much. Tenderly, she warms your heart with loving essence, makes you recognize her love is ever present. You will actually feel all that masculinity fade to a melodic sensitivity. No need, my brother, for senseless fright, for that old mushy sensitivity won't bite. It will embrace you like it does your lady. And after you get past your ego, it's all gravy. This love, unique and rare, meant for a man and woman to share. Hold your heart in your hands and let the love go. This is how to ensure that the love grows. The true love of a woman is waiting for your reception. It's right on Front Street, no need for mirrors and reflections. Don't look for a sign, for her love has broken the mold. She will love you for life as you too grow old. Hold your woman tightly and release your emotions. Shower her with your heartfelt devotion. She is the softest woman that you have ever held. She sends chills up your spine, and your heart she melts. See her for who she really is. She is the woman you love so true. And the true love of this woman is only for you. And that's my piece. And I'm going to get back to my music. And we're going to put on some Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, If I Could Build My Whole World Around You. Mm-hmm.
That was Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell with If I Could Build My Whole World Around You. Wasn't something about those songs back in the day. They were short and sweet, I'm telling you. I mean, some of them was. Like Isaac Hayes, though. Now, Isaac Hayes could put a song on, and whew, it would last the rest of the show. But I ain't going to put Isaac Hayes on. I'm going to give you a little whatnots. Please make the love go away. Minute the dudes are trying to get out of love, the next minute they're trying to get in love. You know what? It's a love night, and it's an old school night, and I'm just going to keep it going. Old school, the moments, got to find a way. of the moments with Gotta Find a Way. Did you guys listen to that song? If you listen to that song in the very beginning, it said the plane was boarding, headed for Baltimore, Washington, Richmond, Atlanta, and Miami. Now, you know that's old school. How many times you hear a plane have six stops on it? More like the bus, but hey. Anyway, I'm going to keep the music playing. Somebody requested some Shy Lights. Let me see if I can dig something up for you guys. Hold on 1 second. Maybe I can. Maybe I can. And Toby. Okay, Sneak, you asked for it, you got it. Now I'm going to put some whispers on. Seems like I got to do wrong.
Another day has come and gone. in a world where I don't belong. Another week has passed me by. It's not because I didn't try. A nice apartment, the landlord just won't rent. I go to bed, but my sleep just won't come. My belly's empty and my brain is numb.
I gotta do wrong. Well, coming closure time, getting close to closure time anyway. And I just want to say thank you to the loyal people that come out and listen every week. I love you guys. I hope you enjoyed the music and the poetry tonight. And I hope you come back every week and enjoy the poetry and the music. And the people on the lines, on the telephone lines, thank you guys for coming out. Always glad to have you. We got a bunch of people on the telephone lines tonight, but like the people in the chat room, I think they're a little scared too. But hey, it's all right. I'm glad you came out and listened anyway. And I'm going to close the night out with something decent, something to get us out of here tonight. How about a little War All Day Music? Hey, good night, y'all. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a blessed weekend. Love you guys.
All day.
day music. Look, y'all, it's been a wonderful evening. Thank you for coming out. Blessed, have a blessed weekend. I feel blessed to have you, and I'll see you next week. Good night.